Welcome to Highway Christian Community Sermon Downloads. For more sermons, please visit our website. We know you will be blessed as you listen. Take care and God bless.
A little bit of faith does miracles. As I'm standing in front of you right now, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I'm actually shaking inside again, and my knees are shaking, but you can't see it. It's happening in the inside. And I was saying to Anne, you know, is this all the PT, all the exercise and everything I've done? But this morning, as a test me, we went to go and pray for somebody. And you can ask Anne, the presence just hit us. And I believe that presence is here. And God wants to minister to our hearts. And God wants to touch us. And God has given us words. And God has given us His presence. But above all, He's given us explosive faith. And as we face the year, I'll take into you a couple of things there. I want to challenge your faith as you pick up 2018. And then also, at the same time, thanking the Lord for what He's done in the past and what He is doing right now in our midst and all the other lovely things that are happening around us. Amen. Now, a very special person, I don't know if any of you know them, Steve and Janet Wheeler. Anybody here know them? Eh? No, know them. Anyway, they send their love and their greetings. I spoke to Steve this week. I said, number one, are you rested? Let me hear. And he sounded awfully rested. I said, cool, now I'll listen to you. I had a good old chat with him, and he's had a good time of rest, a good time of relaxing, both of them as a family, and they're with family this weekend and all that. So he hits the road running about the 14th or so. Okay, but continue to pray for him. You know, as senior pastor of a church, you will take my word from it, having been there, the attack you come under, the spiritual forces that are against you to stop you doing the work of God is tremendous. And it comes in all sorts of guises and all sorts of funny things out there. And that's why we've got to continually be doing spiritual warfare and protecting him and the leadership and everybody else in the church as well. And that's our daily prayer that will happen. And I think we should make it as we go into the new year with the new things that are happening, that we should actually look at that quite seriously. Oh, yes. Discipleship course. I've got to say something about the discipleship course. I happened to counsel somebody yesterday, and their words to me was, you know, I've had such a bad relationship with my father that I can't get to grips with this Christian thing. And obviously I ministered to him. I realized we got our Father in heaven. He's such a great God. Wada. Gave that all to him. But you know what touched me is that going into this year, if you have had a bad relationship with your father or your mother or somebody out there, as we start the discipleship, the first section is the love of God. And the Lord has been speaking to me about the love of God. I'm not ministering on that. I'm just giving you what I believe is happening. And the Lord, you know, just showed me, and I thought, wow, there's two things there. The character of God. If you've got problems, you need to come and listen to that teaching. You need to make sure that you are there to hear about the character of God. And we start in February. It's going to be announced. It's been announced already. And the other little one there, the Father heart of God. You know, that grips me. We need to get hold of the Father heart of God. The revelation of the Father heart of God. It will change you. I prophesy that over you. It will change you from one type of glory to another. Faith upon faith, when you see this mighty God who loved you, who called you before the foundation of the world, and He saw you, and He saw this day, and He's called you to be here and to take His word into the nations. Isn't that wonderful? Let's give glory to Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Let's prepare our hearts for action. So that is that. And now we'll have some fun. Before we do, one of the things that I have been doing, and this is also a point of what I'm going to be preaching on, but I just read this morning, believe it or not. I've been studying the revivals over the years and looking into the revivals and thinking, now, Lord, what are the key things about revivals and everything? And I happened to read, I picked up a book, and I didn't mean to read it, but it just hit me, and I thought, well, I'll come and read this to you. It's not on the overhead. But this was the revival in Wales. Have you heard about the revival in Wales? Mighty outpouring of God's Spirit and everything. And this is what the guy says here in this book. This was truly a revival founded on cultivating God's presence. And if there's anything that has challenged Anne and I, is to cultivate God's presence. I have His presence. I have His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit dwells in my heart. He's not only in my heart, He's on me, around me, and surrounds me. So everybody I come into contact with, they are going to get a bit of this Holy Spirit. Not a bit, a whole lot. You should have been here with the feeding scheme and seen how these ladies ministered to people. And the Holy Spirit went out. And Sophisa there came. He came to preach. And there was all sorts of things. I'm going to say a little bit more about that a bit later. But you know, here we are. Transformation was released, listen to this, as a result of people worshiping God. Transformation comes from us worshiping God. And our worship takes all things. It's our prayer life, our singing life, our everything is tied up in worship, and I'm not going to preach on that right now. The spontaneous flow of the Holy Spirit in worship. I love the spontaneous flow of the Holy Spirit. He bubbles up. He is a mighty force inside of us. We need to cultivate that. We need to know who we are. The prophetic word, and I think I've mentioned it before, at a Rhema conference many years ago, a guy got up and said there are going to be two major waves that are going to hit South Africa. The one wave is holiness unto the Lord, and the next wave is going to be everybody in the church full of the joy of the Lord going out and reaching this nation. Everybody a minister. Everybody fulfilling their calling. Everybody moving in the Holy Spirit. And when I see the old revivals, one of the key things I see in these old revivals is that the Holy Spirit moved upon the people. They gave the Holy Spirit space to move. And right now, we are giving the Holy Spirit space to move. When we look at the discipleship course, there it is space to move for the Holy Spirit to implant in you teachings and foundation that will take you out. The prophetic there is to prepare you. If you want the prophet's blessing, you need to receive what the prophet is saying, not Bill or anybody else, but the prophet is saying to you, preparing the way, preparing your heart, preparing everything for this mighty Holy Spirit who's going to flow through this land. I saw there was I'm shaking all over. YouTube, and somebody pointed it out to me. There was a lady who saw disaster coming, and a big tsunami is going to hit the Cape, and all this sort of thing. I said, hallelujah, what I see there is this big wave of the Holy Spirit. Amen? I saw that in 1983. In Pretoria, I had a visitation, and I saw that tsunami hitting here. Guys, don't look at the negatives. God is preparing us for something far greater to touch this nation where they need to be touched the most, in their hearts. But you can only touch somebody in the heart if you allow the Holy Spirit to find His rightful place. And let Him deal with the problems. Let Him deal. How many times from this pulpit have I said to you, you need to be still, you need to be at peace. It's at the point of rest. It's a point of quietness that He will speak to you. And young lady, He's going to do that to you. He's going to give you words. He's going to do much for you in your life. I just saw the Lord touch you there, and just go for it, man. Go for it. Okay. Woo! Worship and testimony and prayer. Guys, are you testifying what God has done for you? I personally, sometimes when I pray for people, I always say, well, it's up to them to testify. But when you see God move, there's an urging, like this morning, you can ask Anne, we could hardly walk, the presence was so tangible. And I'm feeling that same tangible presence here right now. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. We're going into a new year already in our minds. Oh, 2028. Oh, look at 2017, what it's done for me. 2017 was the best year I had. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience hope. And He is preparing us for something far greater. I had to deal with my selfishness. I'm still dealing with all these things. And believe it or not, every now and again, the Holy Spirit touches me and said, what about a little bit of chachas in your heart? It's been forgiven, but come on, get out of it. Change your attitude. Change the way you walk. Change the way. Let me take you on. Let me take you on. And it's surprising the doors that I've opened. Sorry, I was reading this. Now I'm preaching out of it. Sorry, man. Forgive me. The spontaneous flow of the Holy Spirit. Whoa, that grabs me. Every time I teach on it, that's why I went into it. The spontaneous flow of the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit being spontaneous in your life right now? Are you allowing that mighty God who's come to dwell in your heart by faith? Are you allowing Him to do what He needs to do in your life or your circumstances and all? Then He's left you with all those gifts. Eh? Woo! Look at those gifts. You don't lack a thing to deal with the problems that are before you. Actually, it's not a problem. It's His problem. You just need to relax with Him. Amen. And see, that was the rhythm. That was the rhythm. Now listen to that rhythm. That was the way it was happening in the Welsh revival. Okay? There was a way. And speaking of wire fire here, and somebody else was speaking to me about waves and water and stuff. And it's all about that. And that's so cool. Huh? It was a revival led by the Holy Spirit. That grabbed me too. Led by the Holy Spirit. No man here can take this for themselves. It is led by the Holy Spirit. It's not about you, it's about Him and what He wants to do through you. You just got to be a little boy and a little girl and take Him by the hand. You've heard me say that many times. But as we go into 2018, I really believe that is so much more important. And it's easy to come up here and preach it. It's another thing to get out there and live it. It's one thing you had to sit here and hear it. It's another thing to get out there and do it. Are you prepared for revival? Revival is hard work. I wish some of you could have been here with the feeding over this time. The people that don't have anything else. And see what the ladies did. And I'm going to bring that up, as I said, a bit later. But wow, the Holy Spirit. Guys, don't forget the Holy Spirit. Doesn't the word admonish us? Doesn't Paul say to us, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. He is our best friend. He is our best friend. Whew. You okay? You still love me? I'm getting very quiet in this Presbyterian church. Is it coming off? My voice will go transcend that. What do you expect in 2008. I'll go to the scriptures now, but let me go. Oopsie. Amazing the technology of today. Can you take me to the next slide, please? It doesn't seem to be. This doofus doesn't. Standing on the ramparts, I saw power explosions of faith. That's a picture the Lord gave me. Whoops, I better watch this. God, please. Yeah. I've got my falling glasses on. I don't see those things. While at my watch post, the Lord has called me also as a watchman to the house of Israel, a watchman to the church. And when I saw this, I just saw these balls of fire, each one of you, a ball of fire leaving this church and going into all the places around you. And I remember, and I've said it before, that when we first came here, the reason I came here, I saw those huge doors open and people pouring in, but people pouring out, getting fed, getting equipped, and going into the nations and touching. This city needs to be touched. And I really believe that something has happened here in this church this week, in the last 2 weeks, that's going to give us an idea of what the Holy Spirit wants to do. On the ground. So many times we get all spooky about these things. Guys, it's on the ground where it matters. It's like when Jesus approached the lady at the well. I mean, He dealt with her. He created the right atmosphere and the spontaneity of the Holy Spirit to deal with her problem. And not once did He point to the problem. She recognized that she was in the presence of someone awfully holy. And you are holy. You are righteous. We've had all that teaching and you're going to get more of it. And you're going to be foundation more in it as we go into the new year. And equipping yourself and going for it. So this is what I saw. I also saw many people going out. So many people going out, but there's major flames. That's the only picture I could find to describe what I'm been seeing. There's a guy with his hoodie, totally aflame, totally going for it. Isn't it amazing? The word, the prophetic word here this morning, I trust you heard it, that confirms that. Huh? That's what's going to happen. But it's going to take equipping. The discipleship school has come at the right time to equip us and help us to do the job. So we can all do it together. It is the church that counts. It's the church in Pinetown as we go out and we proclaim the good news wherever we can. Oopsie. Nikki's? I'm going to read these scriptures out of the Passion Translation. These are the scriptures that also motivated me about this morning. And he says there, I pray that he, now we're talking Holy Spirit, would pour out over you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Divine might and explosive power. Have you experienced that? Come on. Come on. How long have you sat under the word? How long have you sat on your blessed assurance and not giving the Lord the time to get you off it and to do it? To do what you need to be doing. Explosive power. Divine might. Now this is a very scholarly translation. I always take it to my scholarly person there, my good one, how's it? And this is just so cool. Read it in your normal Bible, but this is what it says in the Passion Translation. What was the little book? Somebody gave it to us for Christmas. Oh, the Letters from Heaven. Isn't that cool? So this morning, you're getting a letter from heaven. And you need to take it. You need to write it down. Okay? Divine might and explosive power. Very important. Next one. Only the Holy Spirit. Dunamis. Verse 17 says, constantly using your faith. And you know, Jesus makes a statement. He says, when I come back to earth, will I find faith? And I said, yes, Lord. He's going to find faith here. Is he going to find faith with you? Eh? Come on. The life of Christ will be released deep inside you. Listen to that. Wow. When I meditate on that, when I think of that, deep inside of you, huh? And the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. I'm finding that the more I enter in, the more I enter in and touch His love. Remember what I said a couple of weeks ago? In quietness, you will sense His love. In that quietness, He will speak to you. In that quietness, He will equip you. In that quietness, the spontaneity of the Holy Spirit will flow through you. You need to create the right atmosphere, and that's what the Welsh Revival was all about. And the other revivals, I just took one because I read that this morning. But to take that and create the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit. And do that every single day in your own life. Providing you with a secure foundation that grows and grows and grows. This church has been here 32 years. Next year is going to be 33 years. The flow that what happened here. And God is taking us on a journey. And this church has been growing and there's been all sorts of things that have happened, which is cool. That means there's life here. No one's dying here. People are getting out and doing things, which is so vitally important. And God is equipping us even more for the next trip, as it were. We've got to move with the cloud. And I believe the cloud is moving. When I see what the Lord has said to me regarding next year, I'm awfully excited. But I've got to be like a little boy who's received a toy from Dad. And Dad has made this toy, and I just want to go and play with it. I want to take it apart. I want to do it. I want to go out and do things. But it's like the Lord saying, My timing is there. You know, in my time it'll do it. Just prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. And you know the preparation is on my veranda. Sorry, veranda is an old word. It's the deck. Oppy deck, oh China. And I sit there with a big chair and the Holy Spirit just comes and He ministers this. And He ministers this. And He ministers this. Does that make me all spirit, more spiritual? Uh-uh. No ways. You've got to push in. How serious are you about building a relationship with your Father in heaven through His fantastic Son, Jesus Christ, in the power, anointing, and flow of the Holy Spirit. His great Holy Spirit, which He has said, I have not left you alone. I have given you of this Holy Spirit. And He's going to take you in. Are you prepared? In the new South Africa, but in 2018, to be the answer to the problems that are out there. I said to somebody the other day, we are in the best position we could ever be, because now all we can do is rely on God to change people's hearts. People's hearts need to change. How are they going to change if they don't see it in you? Sorry, is that a bit hard? Goeie brick. I'm an old policeman, you can throw bricks, I also dodge. Not only him. And him. Huh? But do you hear where we're going on this? Do you hear where we're going? I think it's a serious decision we need to make in your heart. Now, you might be sitting there and say, I've got this problem and that problem. You haven't got the problem. Jesus Christ died for you on Calvary to deal with your problem. He died to heal you. He died to deliver you. He died to take care of you. He died to surround you with His love and His mercy and compassion. He did everything for you. You don't have to do a thing. Now step out of your misery. Step out of all that negative talk. We can sit here and talk negatively about everything in South Africa, and you might have a good case. But it's God's prerogative to judge, not yours. He said, go out and love. He came to love the world. Getting myself tightly kind of, but you know, here we are. He loved the world so much, the Father, that He sent His only begotten Son, and He came and died for us. Wow! Do we fully comprehend? Have we a fresh revelation of what all that means? What are the houses going to affect you and everybody around you? Do you know Anne's daughter, this is a word of testimony, and I want to say this because I need to say it. I've said it to some other people. She hadn't been to this church for 7 years. She's not a regular churchgoer. And I don't know if some of you remember a couple of months ago, she was with us and brought it. When she came through that door, she started crying. The presence was so real in this place. It hasn't left her. She's going through problems. We pray for them every day, and we see God. We don't look at the problem. We say, Dad, that's your child. You know, I'm a mother and a father. Oh, please. You know? And He says, don't worry. I've got it in hand. Huh? We've all got these things that we've got to deal with. Amen? And I really believe that this is the answer. God, could I have the next one? See, we're not even finished yet. Huh? Never doubt God's mighty power. Doubt will kill you. Sorry, as hard as that sounds hard, but it will. Don't doubt what He can do to work in you and accomplish all this. He can accomplish all this. You cannot accomplish anything. My testimony of the last 3 years with going to Livingston and up and down to Livingston, and you guys have heard that, the only way it could be done is not doubting Him and relying on His mighty power. And Anne and I have never, ever experienced the closest directness and everything about God over that time. And you see, that's not about me. I'm sharing this with you because we're all the same. We're all in the same boat. And I want to kill that holy cow. Says, well, I'm in the pew and the guy sitting here and he's got it all and I haven't got it. I'm still reaching there. High corner. All you've got to do, God is looking for people to stand up in faith. We just say, you're not going to take no for an answer. Stand up there and do the job. Amen? Does that sound okay? Very quiet in this church. To work in you and accomplish all this, He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. I stand and I testify to you this morning, as I stand here now, it is God's power that energizes me. Really, I mean it with all my heart. The Lord has taken me into exercise programs and everything, but when it comes to the bottom line, it is His Holy Spirit that does the job. Can I say it like that? As simply, it is only He who can do it. Bill Brain cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit and His energizing presence and his constant spontaneity that comes. Does that mean I don't scream when I kick my toe? Ask Anne. I've got the loudest scream. I always used to joke that in heaven, they've got a tape recorder. Anybody know what a tape recorder is? That is anyway, they've got one there, and all it's got on there is help. And every time I shout out, the button goes down, and it's help, help him. No, it's only Bill again. Don't worry, he'll sort it out. You know? But you hear what I'm trying to say. We need to go back and go back and go back. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. That's what Winston Churchill said to the students at Oxford University. And they went and sat down. And it's a message for us today. Don't give up. Push in. Will he find faith? Yes, he will find faith. He will find the people who are not prepared to stand back, who are prepared to walk in. Amen. I'm not finished yet, so don't clap yet. Oh, we. You having fun? I can see and sense the presence of the Holy Spirit over you. How's that for you? Huh? And if you just reach out with all your, whatever need you have, let him come. Even now. Let him come. It's not about anybody touching you in anything. It's about your relationship with him. Let him flow. Let him move. As I say that, he does it again. Could I have the next one, please? Explosive faith in what? In our homes, in our marriages, in our life groups, in our discipleship. And that's been a big emphasis with us right now. In Pinetown, in South Africa, in 2018. That's what he's preparing us for. He's preparing us to be a blessing to the nations. The call of Abraham in Exodus 12 is our call as well. He has called us to get out and do the job. And let us go and let us do it. Amen? And age has no restrictions, my boy. But I say, don't sit back there and say, oh, well, I'm getting too old. You're not getting too old. You're too young. You need to get up and go for it. We all, the Holy Spirit is continually speaking to us. There is no excuse, guys. He's the one who will energize us, as I said earlier on out that scripture. And I would urge you to go into your Bible, into Ephesians, and Ephesians 1, and especially these ones out of Ephesians 3, and Galatians, and all those lovely letters, love letters from heaven into your heart. Right, next one, please. I put that as a bit hazy because the mist was out on the veranda, and I said, this must be misty. This is what came through the mist. As the mist parted, the light came through the mist. And the Lord showed me, what has he done before? I said earlier on that this church has been around for 32 years, and my good friend, Brian Miller and Joy. Brian, could you just stand a sec, please? Don't worry, I won't prophesy over you just yet. But Brian, I need to just honor him. You know, he and with Dave and everybody else, right in the beginning, stood up and started this church in a garage nochal. And I've got all the records there, and I need to just brag a little bit, if I may. And he's got my name in there. We came right in the beginning, and I hold that precious because I remember Dave actually brought it to my notice how I prophesied over this church, and the church is going to get big. It's actually going to get bigger than this. Because as we pick up revival, as we pick up what God wants to do, we will see. And from the past, he's given us a foundation to build on, a foundation to take this on further. Are you with me? And over the years, he was one of the first elders here with Dave and a few other guys. There's a man with extreme experience. Now, if you want a father and want somebody to speak into your heart, there's a man. Huh? There's a man. And he bows before me, but no, I'm just joking. That's a little joke we have. Huh? Now, what is God doing now? Yeah. I was sitting there and I was saying, Lord, well, what example can I use for this? You know, I was trying to get, say, well, let's look at what God's doing. We've been now trying to be prophetic, okay? So what's God doing now? If you came and saw what are the people being fed, Donna, Lovey, where are you? Where are you? Right at the back, stand up please. Lovey, where are you? I mean, these two ladies are absolute heroes. They organize this. The other, I see other ladies that were there as well, and I'm not decrying you, other ladies that came out and helped, and everybody that came up and helped, and people that came and just shared and everything. And I was looking for example of what's happening. It was happening in our midst. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. It's happening in our midst right now. The revival has started. We must keep it going. The spontaneity of what happened here over this weekend, where these people were fed, and tomorrow morning, I'm not going to wake up until 12 o'clock. Anne and I are going to bed early so we can be here tomorrow morning as these guys get a special meal at the beginning of the year. Now you say, ah, well, it's just feeding. You'd be surprised, the guys that we've met, hey, Donna, and you've been around. I don't want to point too many people. We've seen them. There's so many guys, I've spoken to these guys, that need help, that need a touch. Now, like I said to you, with my stepdaughter, when she came into this place, she felt the presence of the Lord. And I believe that everybody who comes to this door, and that's why I said to you visitors just now, something is going to change in your life when you leave here. You're not going to be the same. You're not going to be the same person you were when you walked in. And you might come in here and the guy might be eating, he might be full of drugs and everything. But you know what they see? They see the love that was done. That somebody cared for them over the Christmas period because no one in the city, everybody was jolling. Everybody went out. But there's a group of ladies, and we had people from the other church. Richard, are you here? He said he might try and come. He's not here. And we had guys with it from the other church, with the other feeding scheme. They lent us their pots and their pans and everything. So over the Christmas period, over the holiday period, these people never went without. And you see, I really believe that's close to Jesus' heart. Now, when you hear what came in, the finance that came in, and what, how they bought odds and sods for the kitchen here, and then Zama arrested a guy who tried to nick three cups and stuff like that. So everything works, guys. But you know, the whole thing is, it's happening here. There are people doing their jobs. There are people expressing love and mercy and compassion to these people. And guys, these guys need a touch. And they are getting a touch. I'm telling you now, the word has gone into the city already. There were drug addicts, the guys on Wonga. We heard about a guy that was in this church who gave a testimony, who OD'd about a week ago, huh? A couple of days ago. And he's one who's been here. So we pray that somewhere along the line, his heart was touched and he gave his heart. I think he did give his heart to the Lord. But you see what happens. We need to minister to these people. I've always wondered, well, how are we going to do it? Our friend, the Holy Spirit, will lead us and guide us and give us wisdom. You know, Donna said to me as well, what we need is a shelter. A place where they can come in, where we can minister to them overnight, somewhere, a place to sleep overnight. There were six ladies living on the street out there. So you can imagine what happens out there. There's all these guys on this drug, this drug scene is an absolute killer. And you know, my prayer, and our prayer has been, Lord, give me a love for these people. Give me a love for your church, but Lord, let it go out to these people. Holy Spirit, help me to love these people. And I'm saying, Lord, please, your power, we spoke about it just now. Your power is able to set these people free. I believe it. I have seen it. And it will happen, guys. It will not only set them free, but it will heal them. And sorry, using my brother there, he prayed for a guy here. We prayed for a guy and he was set free and he was healed. Is that guy, did he go off to, have you heard from him? Not yet, what a pity. But this young man, a nice, strong young man with a clear mind and everything, and what, he's been touched by the Holy Spirit. And okay, that's not my testimony, that's his testimony and the guy who's been delivered's testimony. But you hear what's happening. That's what's happening now. That's what's happening now through the jolling time. And that's why to go tomorrow. Do you want to come and enjoy tomorrow? Give up your party tonight and come and join these people. And you know, the ladies that were there sat down and had a Christmas meal with those people. Gave them back their dignity, guys. Sat them at the table, not fed out of a window. With me? Here where we need to go to. They are people like you and I. And Donna who came up with a vision. It's not my vision. And she said to me, I said, go for it, Donna. And the reason being, I have seen God work through this sort of thing right through the ministry. When I was in Melmoth, the same thing, a lady came up to, it wasn't my vision. She said, man, I feel we need to really minister to the guys on the rubbish dump. I said, let's go for it. You know, the two big shops there wanted to kill themselves with everything they gave us. You know, wanted to outdo each other. We were given fridges. We were given everything. A junior school, a creche started out of that. Out of the creche, a school was started in Tubuleta. But you see, it takes something like this to get the spark going, to get the wheel going. And we mustn't let it go. We must work it. If you're involved in it, push it. Trust the Lord for divine intervention in the situation. So that's what God's doing now. What God will do in 2018. Now we've got to prophesy. We've got all the facts. We've seen what he's done. Haven't we? Seen the past. Seen the blessing. People that are still here with us. You're all here right now. Being involved in all these things. And I know I could pick on other people. But what about 2018? Let me just see where I am on that one. I hear a whisper. Can I put the next one on? I hear a whisper, a prophetic word for you this morning. Okay? Watch what I will do for you. Now, this is our Father speaking to us. You are going to make it. You will arise in victory, no matter how it may look to you at this moment. It is not true. Is it not true that every impossibility yields to my power? The power of the Holy Spirit. He will do it. Okay? All I am will be placed between you and your enemies. He will be placed between you and your enemies. You don't have to fear your enemies. That's what the Lord is saying to you this morning. You will arise as the mighty one that I have created you to be. He's created you to be a mighty one. You say, who, me? Yes, you. You are created for that. You are created to be an expression of His glory and His presence. Nothing will be able to overcome you, for faith will grow as your love intensifies towards me. As your love intensifies. Remember what I said? It's in quietness where you'll find that love and it'll go. Never doubt my power. Never doubt my grace. Never doubt my surprising breakthrough on your behalf. Before 2018 is over, you will see my glory shine through the darkness. You will see your enemy shrink back before you as you move out with my name and my victory. It's not yours. It is His. He's called you. You don't have to do a thing. He has done it all for you. There is explosive faith in your heart. Watch what I will do before the year is over. Jump out into 2018 with songs of victory. Do we have a song of victory? I will sing it. I can sing in tongues if you want to. Giara sorobondo. Have you got one that you could just... And then after that, there's a word or two I've got here for some people, I think. Was that okay? Was that a challenge to you? Please don't take it from me. You want the prophetic reward. The reward is taking it and making it part of your life. Being a prophetic person is an expression of God's word. The fact that we are here, we are an expression of His word. We are a prophetic people because we call Jesus Christ our Lord and our Master. Amen?